Inauguration festivities got underway yesterday in Washington with a two-hour musical extravaganza at the Lincoln Memorial. It featured performers ranging from the Radio City Rockettes to Latin pop music star Ricky Martin. President-elect Bush and his wife Laura attended the event along with other members of his incoming administration. In brief remarks before fireworks lit up the mall, Bush said he is eager to get to work. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The weather didn't exactly cooperate, with cold temperatures and light rain as people filed through security checkpoints, down jackets mixed with fur coats, baseball caps with cowboy hats. Shortly after people settled in, giant video screens lit up with the image of the president-elect driving a pickup truck on his Texas ranch.
I'm confident I can do the job that people want me to do. I'm a proud member of my party, but I'm more than that. I'm an American. I love my country. I love what America stands for. I'm going to remind people that we're lucky to be Americans.
With that, Bush set a patriotic tone for the 2 hours of musical performances that followed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brooks and Dunn, Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., the incredible Charlotte Church, the Radio City Rockettes.
After cameo appearances by Muhammad Ali and Olympic swimmer Dara Torres, Vice President-elect Dick Cheney then introduced President-elect Bush, who stepped up to the podium before the show's musical headline.
Well, thank you, Mr. Vice President-elect. There's a lot of excitement in the air. And I'm not sure if it's because people came to see you or Ricky Martin.
Bush spoke as the illuminated statue of Abraham Lincoln seemed to watch over the proceedings from above.
Many of us have visited the Lincoln Memorial before. We have looked up at his face and read his words carved in the walls. And we have thought of the greatness of this man and of the country that made him. For me, it is deeply humbling to know that I will soon take up the same office he once held. I'm honored to serve, and I am ready to start.
Bush got big cheers, but the wildest ovation of the night was for Ricky Martin, who was suddenly dancing down the Lincoln Memorial's white marble steps. At one point, Martin invited Bush, who's not known for his footwork on the dance floor, to join him. Bush did, but knew better than to mimic any of Martin's moves. A couple of hundred yards away, down alongside the reflecting pool, 39-year-old Beverly Vera was in the crowd, watching it all on the giant TV screens. Vera said she actually came to see Ricky Martin first and foremost, and admitted that she didn't vote for George Bush. But she said she was really quite moved by the entire evening.
It was great. It was awesome. It's unbelievable, especially the ending. It was just all these people together. It's breathtaking.
Yesterday was just the kickoff for inaugural events. Tonight, President-elect Bush will attend the Texas Black Tie and Boots Ball. Aides say he will dance there with his wife. Tomorrow, of course, is the swearing-in, followed by more parties. Also Saturday, the U.S. Senate will meet in special session where several cabinet nominees are expected to be confirmed, allowing them to officially start their jobs on the same day as the new president. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.